KaiserNetwork.org.
Octavio Valente, president of Brazil's Grupo Pela Vida and chair of the Conference Community Advisory Board, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
So could you first start out by translating to us what Grupo Pela Vida means, and then talk about what your organization does here in Brazil, and then also globally?
If we translate to English, Grupo Pela Vida, it means for life group. But really, Vida is an acronym that means valorization, integration, and dignity of people with AIDS. Pela Vida was founded 16 years ago, and since its beginning, we have been working in the field of human rights and fighting against prejudice, trying to improve the quality of life of people living with HIV and AIDS. We have also several prevention activities and interventions, and we have several self-support activities. Besides these activities, we have a strong role in the activism field and the advocacy field nationally and internationally.
So last night during the opening ceremonies, you talked about there being a gap between scientists and the community of people living with HIV and AIDS. Mm-hmm. Describe that gap for us.
Let me try to explain. When a scientist is developing a project or is conducting a trial, he is thinking in terms of treatment or prevention that will involve necessarily people with AIDS at least, or the civil society in general. So we need to put both scientists and civil society together to speak closely about the issues from the scientist side and from the community side. And we don't have much spaces to promote this kind of meeting. So we need to stimulate scientists and NGOs, civil society, to be together and talk about their needs in terms of technology and in terms of quality of life or prevention strategies, for example, treatment, whatever.
Now, you are one of the key leaders for the community here at this conference. Can you talk about how you see this conference as able to facilitate bridging this gap that you just described?
As I said, we tried to create a community agenda to help people from civil society to observe better the information that this kind of conference brings to us. And it's very difficult to civil society understand scientific issues. It's not easy. So if you do not prepare some activities or some actions prior to the conference, it will be more difficult to understand what people will be discussing. So we try to create an environment involving community to talk about human rights, to talk about basic science, to talk about clinical trials, advocates, just to help them to listen to the plenary sessions and understand and can process the information after the conference.
Now, regarding the current negotiations with Brazil, the government of Brazil and Abbott over the drug Keletra, and the potential of Brazil to possibly break the patent at the draft if they can't come to an agreement on the prices. You've said that there must be a reasonable balance between the human rights component with access to treatment and also the needs of the companies creating the drugs. How do you feel that balance can be achieved?
I believe that it will involve a large discussion involving private sector, involving governments, and involving civil society. We understand that to develop a new drug, it's important to invest money, and to invest money, they need to sell drugs, for example. But on the other hand, we know that principally in developing countries, the access to these drugs is much more difficult, talking about financial resources. So if we can create some global sense about the importance of negotiating in a really huge scale, not specifically involving developing countries, but also developed countries, including U.S., where we can find a great number of pharmaceutical companies. But we need to be devoted to prioritize human life. But we should find this balance. I don't have the answer to this question, but I believe that this will be reached through a large discussion involving a lot of people that will require leadership in different areas. It will involve a lot of advocacy in countries, involving legislators, and for example.
What about the specific example of Kaletra? Do you have any predictions of how the outcome of that might be?
In fact, in Brazil, we're not sure exactly what's going on. The process is not completely transparent. And this is not regarding just the AIDS National Program. I believe that this is a decision taken by the Ministry of Health, and we did not have access to what really happened. But when we realized that this could mean a damage, so we decided to assume a position nationally and internationally to turn it visible and try to revert the situation, because we were almost breaking patents. And we, as I said yesterday, we moved back. And we can't understand why, because it's not completely transparent. So I don't know exactly what is going to happen in the future, next future.
Now, Brazil has been held up as an example of really getting their epidemic under control, and both in terms of treatment and prevention. Why do you think the program in Brazil has been such a success?
Because I believe that the partnership between the government and the civil society was strategic. And probably the government alone wouldn't have condition to handle the prevention strategies in a large scale. So when the government decided to work with civil society, we could reach specific populations that the government can't achieve. So in, for example, we have in interventions involving health sex workers, and we, if you have a sex worker organization that can access these persons and talk with them about the importance of the prevention, and probably they will incorporate the use of condom in their practice. And it's difficult to the Ministry of Health that is very distant, geographically inclusive. So this is just an example. So I believe in synergy, and the synergy between the government and the civil society contributed to the success of the program in relation to prevention and in relation to treatment.
Now, you've also said that despite the successes, you feel there are some challenges on the horizon. Besides the issue of patents versus compulsory licensing, mm-hmm. what do you foresee as some of the challenges that the Brazilian program faces?
Yes, because the treatment of AIDS is not just to provide the antiretroviral drugs. We need a lot of other needs in terms of other medication, for example, to opportunistic diseases. And we need some complex exams that sometimes people can't have access into the health system. So we need some other needs at health area, but also in other areas such as social area, labor area. People need to have condition to work, to have a place to live. So the response to a person with AIDS, it's much more comprehensive, much more comprehensive than just to provide antiretrovirals. So we still have a lot of challenges to face.
Octavio Valente, president of Brazil's Grupo Pela Vida, and also chair of the Conference Community Advisory Board, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.